Dance is new creation. It's the new sensation.
Yeah.
Do the bunny hop.
Pop, pop, pop. 720 WGN, John Landegger at 9 minutes after nine. Thanks for listening. We're not doing the bunny hop, but we may cuddle a bunny. Would you welcome? Isn't that right? That's right. Isn't that right, Barbara?
That's absolutely correct.
That Barbara Burdick is the owner of Cuddle Bunny. I love it. I saw the article. It's unbelievable. Tell everybody where Cuddle Bunny is. What do you do at Cuddle Bunny? How you make an appointment for Cuddle Bunny? And how the heck are the bunnies?
Well, Cuddle Bunny is in Lakeview. We are at 2901 North Clark Street. We're just a little bit south of Wellington and just a little bit north of Diversey by the Landmark Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And we offer bunny interaction services. That's the club portion of our business, as well as care. So we offer bunny boarding and then also community. So we just want to be a part of the community and involve everybody in doing wonderful things for Lakeview and the greater Chicago area.
Right. So you do indeed do bunny boarding because enough people have bunnies that they need to be boarded?
Oh, yes, they do. Since we opened our business at the end of June, we have found that there are bunny lovers galore. It's not just us crazy bunny lovers.
But
they're actually the third most popular fuzzy, furry, lovable pet in the United States.
Behind what, cats and dogs?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But that's fine. Okay, so if I had a bunny as a pet, and I'm going away on vacation or something, and I need somebody to board my bunny, you would be the place to go because you know all about the bunnies, right?
Yes, we know a lot about bunnies, and we love other people's bunnies as much as we love our own.
Now, let's talk about the cuddling, though, the stress relief. Come on, that's the cool part. Not that taking care of bunnies and boarding bunnies isn't great, but offering the opportunity for anybody to come in off the street and for a certain amount of money, cuddle a bunny for an hour, that's fantastic.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes. Yeah, it is awesome. And we've been getting rave reviews from, I would say, probably 99.9% of our customers that are bunny lovers or just animal lovers in general. So we used to tell people you could just walk in off the street and come cuddle with a bunny, but there have been a couple of TikToks and a couple of other articles and things that have mentioned us. So now you would need to go to our website at cuddlebunnyccc.com and book a reservation on our homepage. And it's $12 for an hour during the week and $16 on the weekend.
Isn't that amazing how TikTok and other social media can just catapult you into the stratosphere?
Yeah, it's beyond me because we were really struggling when we had first opened and then all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah. So I make a reservation on your website?
Yeah, through our website, through our homepage, you just click on the Book Now link and it'll ask you which enclosure you want to be in. And you can select any one of three randomly. It doesn't matter because you'll come in. The enclosures actually help us to maintain social distance.
That was my next question.
So you can come in with up to three of your friends, so four people max in each enclosure. And then every 20 minutes, we rotate you to a new one. So there are six bunnies upstairs each day, and you get to meet all six of them while you're upstairs.
Oh, and you get to... Well, do all these bunnies like to be cuddled?
They love to be cuddled.
Yeah.
But by cuddling,
yes,
we don't necessarily mean that you scoop them up in your arms and squeeze them and hug them and kiss them. It's more or less they stay on all fours on the floor, and you can pet them, and they're incredibly soft, and you can brush them and feed them parsley and cilantro, and they just love it. And the other thing is they're just super cute. So even if you're just sitting there relaxing to watch them wiggle their noses and yawn and pull their ear all the way down and put it in their mouth and chew on it a little bit, it's just fun to watch them.
Well, it's a great way to decompress from the world we're in, if you ask me.
Oh, I've heard. Yes.
Yeah, so you've heard. So you've been, how long have you been in the bunny business, so to speak?
I've been in the bunny business since the end of June.
Wow.
Yeah, we opened our doors mid-COVID.
Wow. And it's a success in the midst of the COVID pandemic. Amazing.
You know, it was really slow in July. And then I think now, as COVID kind of lingers,
yes,
people are really looking for some type of escape to get out of the four walls that they've been staring at for the past few months. And we try to be super duper safe with COVID. So we've got many protocols in place and we're following them.
So, Barbara, what is the address again of... What do you call your... are you called Cuddle Bunny? Is that the name
of your... Yes, we're called Cuddle Bunny, and we're at 2901 North Clark, and you can't miss it, especially if you're headed north on Clark Street, because there is a huge mural with a bunny in it on the wall that faces south, and it's very colorful, and it was done actually by an artist by the name of Bunny Reese.
I'll tell you, it's destiny. It's destiny.
It is destiny.
And what is the website again?
It's cuddlebunnyccc.com.
Awesome. Thanks for being with us, Barbara, and say hello to the bunnies for me.
I'd be happy to do that.
Okay.